all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Coach Johnson, Coach Johnny Johnson. It is the Coach Johnson Show, everything Childersburg high school football. And, of course, Coach, welcome into the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you, this last Friday night, we went down to Farm Links Field, and, of course, Fayetteville had a group of kids that played gritty. They played gutty. Even and our kids did too, but you can't take anything away from them. They did what they had to do to win the football game, but I just don't think that Childersburg played up to their capabilities. What do you think?
Oh, not at all. I thought Fayetteville did a great job. You got to give Coach Limbaugh and his team a great credit. They came out and played football to execute on both sides of the ball. We came out flat. We didn't do the thing we needed to do. We played slow. It's the first time I had a team that cramped like that, but we just didn't play good football. You know, we got to give them credit. They did what they supposed to do, and we did.
Well, we ended up losing the game by a score of 14-6. But now let's talk about some positives, because there were some positives. First of all, Fayetteville has a couple of kids by the name of Brent Cantrell and Cam Hammonds, and I don't want to just specialize them over everybody. They got a lot of good kids, but those two kids are explosive. And we pretty much for the most part, now they got a lot of yards, but they carried the ball, each one of them, a lot of times. But we didn't really give up a whole lot of big plays.
We didn't. You know, the yard they got, we didn't fit right. We didn't run the stunt we need to run. But, yeah, we didn't do a lot of things right. We did a great job. I thought the defense did enough to keep us in the ball game. But offense, then we didn't do good on offense. But the defense did. You know, we got a lot of improvement to do. I didn't think we played fast enough. We didn't be physical enough. But, you know, again, we're going to go back. That Fayetteville did the thing they need to do to win.
Absolutely. And, of course, let's talk about some of those positives we had. When you went to practice earlier this week, who were some of the guys that you looked to and said, hey, I thought you did a pretty good job? We looked at the film. Who were guys that graded pretty good on the film for you from last Friday night?
When you go back to it, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, I thought Chris Winston up front on defense. But we didn't block well. You know, you can't really point out because of the team thing that people that I thought would play good for us, that didn't. You know, on the defense side of the ball, I thought some guys on defense would have stood out more for us. They didn't. You know, I think when we watched film, we showed it to them that, you know, everything that we did, we didn't do Childersburg way. And they had a great day trying to pick things. But, you know, it's the same. We didn't do things we need to do the right way.
And, of course, now I'm going to talk about your son a little bit with Jacob Johnson. It was his – you know, he's taken snaps in a varsity football game last year in the Wishbone as a freshman, but this was his first real start there. And as far as getting a full game under his belt, I'm going to tell you I thought he looked good. I thought he got us in the right formations, and, of course, you guys called the plays into him. But I got to be honest with you. Our running game just didn't have those big creases and big spots that we needed to help him out. The only thing that I think he wishes that he could go back and do over is a couple of times I thought he held on to the football maybe a little bit too long, but he threw it well. And he run the ball well at times, too. Talk about your son's game the other night against Fayetteville.
Well, for his first game, I thought he did some things. You said it right. I told him he held the ball a little bit too long on some read passes. And I thought he had a big run for us when we needed to get us the first down, to get us back going.
Yes.
But, you know, as an offensive unit, we know we just didn't execute on some things we did. But I thought his game, he did the thing we needed to do to manage, but, you know, we didn't get the running game going. We had to throw the ball a bit more than we want to, but he made some completion. But, you know, he didn't turn the ball over for us, so that was a good plus for us.
And, of course, you talked about throwing a little more than you really needed to. Tate Fairman had a couple of big catches in that game. I thought he played pretty good for you at the wideout position.
Well, he did. He made some catches. Turner Hood made a big catch for us, too. But, you know, them guys right there, we expect more out of them. But we didn't do it again. I'm going to keep going. We used to play good football.
Yeah, and of course, let's talk a little bit about the return game and as far as the special teams. You know, I'm used to seeing Childersburg last year toting three or four of them on a house call on the kickoffs, and Fayetteville kicked that thing deep three times, and boy, we just couldn't get that front line blocking like we needed. But I got a feeling that teams are not going to kick it deep to you before the end of the year.
I wish there's some things, you know, expect the ticket detours, and we didn't block well. I mean, the whole night, we didn't execute anything we did very well because we wanted that ball to our guys in the back. And we didn't run hard. I didn't think we do the things we need to do on special team. I thought punt team punched the ball. I thought Devin really punched the ball well.
Yeah, he did.
Really punched the ball well. On our return, we have an opportunity to return it. We didn't get the ball in the air. A lot of little things that you could tell with the first game, but that we fixed. We had to fix.
Yep. And one quick question before we move on as far as last week. I will tell you this. There were some hits in that game on both sides where the crowd was just, woo, you know. It was a very physical game, Coach. Is everybody pretty much ready to go for this week? I know with it being the first game, you probably had some dings and some bang-ups.
We got some bang up. We got some ankles. We got some shoulders. You know, that's that first game, hitting somebody different and playing that minutes in the game. So, yeah, we took care of it. We got some eyes, got the trainer on them. So, but I got everybody ready to go for the night.
Okay, now let's talk about Talladega. It's been a while since you played them. Not a long while, but talk about the coaching staff there. Talk about what we can expect when the Talladega Tigers come to John Cox Stadium.
Quarterback, so athletic, he's dangerous back there. He makes plays. You got to stay at home. You got to be solid. They big up front. They defense, attack. They got a number 25, a linebacker. He will hit you. They coaching staff, got a new coaching staff up there. You know, they're doing the right thing. You know, that's an up-and-coming program. We got a handful. You know, we've got to play good football. We got to do what we need to do. We got to execute. We got to block people. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be a long night because of what they do. You know, they spread you out, and they do so many different things formation-wise.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about, Talladega when they come in, as you talk about all the many different things that they do. How difficult is that on your coaching staff, especially defensively, to prepare for all the many different formations you're going to see?
Well, you got to pick your poison sometime. You know, you got to pick that, you know, is you going to bring that pressure or you're not going to bring pressure? How you going to contain six? When you get loose, DBs, you can't come up. You got to stay back. You got to stay home. It puts the defense in a lost spot. You know, you got to be sound. You got to be sound on defense. You got to be scout sound. The guys in the secondary got to make sure they know they right cover. Cause we playing man, we playing playing zone. So everybody got to be doing their job. And on offense, I mean, we got to know who to block. Cause they change the front up. You might have been all front one time. They might be in a even front, might just be that 55-man front. It's so much they do in the secondary. It's going to be a game that you have to be very good what you do. The special team, they got those guys in the back, too, that can make a return a kick any time.
Well, you know, we've got that, too. And I think one of the things that we didn't do last week that we definitely probably have to do against Talladega, tell me, Coach Johnson, I think we did not utilize our guys in the spaces that we needed to last Friday night. You got to get some guys in some one-on-one situations.
Oh, definitely. You know, we got to do a lot of little things to make us successful. So we got work to do. We did a lot of – we had a great work this week to get people that we think we need to get the ball to. So it was a whole different ball team. I'm telling you, Friday night, it won't be the same Tripper team from last week.
Well, and I'm sure it won't. What you and I have talked several times about that. I want to ask you, though, after a loss like you had last week and you got another good team coming in here in Talladega, what was the mood like Monday at practice? Was it hard to get them up and going? Were the coaches hard to get? I know they're motivated all the time. Tell me what it was like this Monday at practice.
It was positive. I mean, they knew. You know, they came in Sunday. We don't want to bring them in. We had about 25 guys set up on Sunday. when we watch film, they know we didn't play Tilburg type of football. But they came Monday ready, because I said to them Friday night the loss, now we're going to see what kind of pride you got. Now we're going to see how you respond to everything that went bad for us. Now let's see what you got. Now I'm ready to see how we're going to perform now. Because it's hurt. That hurt. Like I told you, loss didn't hurt the way we performed. We didn't go do the thing we need to do at Childersburg.
That's right. I mean, we've had losses before at Childersburg, and hopefully we won't have too many more this year. But I got to be honest with you, that it hurt in the fact that we were capable of playing a lot better than we did. Yeah. Now, give Fayetteville a lot of credit. But I wanted to go back to Talladega for just a second, Coach, because people tend to forget Talladega is not in our classification, our region. So this is not a region game that doesn't start till next week. But we need to be 1-1 when Lee Scott Academy comes to John Cox Stadium next Friday night.
Oh, definitely. We need to be 1-1. We need to be playing better football. And that's the key right now. That's the key for us to be playing good football. You know, we played that one game. We got that one game on our belt right now. Now it's time to play good football. Do all of the things that we're capable of doing. We know we're capable of doing playing good football. Let's do it.
All right. Well, nobody else is going to hear this other than our Childersburg Tiger fans probably. But give me a name of somebody tonight that you expect will go out on Friday night against Talladega and have a really good game. Throw me a name out there that you're expecting big things out of.
You know, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to throw this right here. I'm going to tell you my defense is going to play great. My whole defense unit.
Okay.
My whole offensive unit is going to play great. I think they got something to prove. I'm going to say the whole unit on defense got something to prove, and my whole unit on offense got something to prove Friday night.
All right. I got to tell you this then. Give me three things we must do to come out of John Cox Stadium Friday night with a win.
We're going to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. We got to tackle well on defense, and we got to win special teams.
Yep. If you do those things pretty well, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games, won't you, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you giving me the time for the Coach Johnson Show. We're going to be ready for Talladega. I know KJ, myself, and Clint, we're going to be ready as well. So let's get it all together and get ready for Friday night as the home opener at John Cox Stadium brings in the Talladega Tigers. Coach, good luck, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.